Wait a second. Oh, it's recording. We are discussing Summer Palace. Present are...
Oh, Mary Ellen.
Jane.
Richard.
Sandy.
Mira, sort of.
And Mark.
So why is it called Summer Palace?
I think it has to do with the Tiananmen Square Palace. Isn't that the Palace of Tiananmen
Square? That's the Forbidden City is in the middle of... is where the imperial family lived, and it's on Tiananmen Square.
I know, I was there.
I was there too.
Really?
Tiananmen Square didn't mean as much because I was there before.
Oh, no, I was there after.
But I did go out to the Summer Palace I've been in Beijing, and
it's
Summer Palace is out.
But who used to stay in the Summer Palace?
The royal family.
The royal family.
For the summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like the Winter Palace, the Russian Palace.
That's
the Summer Palace. Okay.
I thought this was an interesting combination of the two films that we saw. The Duchess of Langeais and this, where the two characters are pursuing one another and turning away from one another, pursuing one another, and it ends up badly in both movies for each character in both movies, where they don't get what they ultimately wanted.
All characters.
All the characters. The two characters in the Duchess and the two characters in Summer Palace. And it seems like, they did these things that were just totally illogical in terms of relationships with each other and turned away from each other for pride or whatever. And it ended up where they never did get back together again. And it's kind of sad in both films.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also the girl who committed suicide.
And why?
We never know.
Yeah, that was
I read some reviews of this, too. I mean, I saw it after the Duchess of Langeais, and I was relieved.
Was there music?
A lot was happening.
Was there a soundtrack?
I don't forget. Yeah, was there?
I think there was.
But there wasn't enough character development, and so you never understood why she committed suicide. Well, I was really totally shocking when she jumps off the building.
I could see it coming just by the camera position.
But it was also foreshadowed because she was afraid that the main character.
Yeah, she looked up at the main character when the main character was walking along the top.
But she's been probably thinking about it.
I suspect that she committed suicide because she was secretly in love with this guy who was secretly in love with her girlfriend back in China.
But I didn't think that it was a secret. I think that it was out. They were in a relationship.
Well, she was in a relationship with her other boyfriend. I think that was like the relationship that they were that she was pursuing, although it may have been an open relationship, and the guy was kind of like on the side, and when he was going back, she was more in love with him than she was with their actual, like, kind of steady boyfriend.
Well, what I read was said that it was like a sort of revolutionary film for China because it was so sexual and so graphically sexual. And I can't remember, I think it might have been banned or something. But
I don't think it was banned for that reason. I think it was banned for the reference
to Tiananmen.
Yeah.
Well, but also the open sexuality.
Yeah, which is unusual for Chinese films.
I mean, because the implication was that everybody was sleeping with everybody else, and there was a lot of open, which there probably was. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say that time period, but I was sort of surprised at that, but then the downside of it was that the character development just simply wasn't enough for you to really care about what happened to any of the characters. Mm-hmm. I mean, my breath was taken away when that beautiful woman jumped off the roof, but I didn't know why, and then I just...
Well, I just assumed it was because she was so upset that this main guy was going back to China, and that she kind of
knew that that meant he was still interested in his old girlfriend.
I didn't know that that was even clear at that point.
Well, it was clear to me.
Yeah, that he was going to leave.
Anyway, that's what I assumed was happening. Yeah, he had said that he's going to go back to China. And then, and she didn't jump off. She fell backwards. She did.
Gracefully.
Yes, it's equivalent to jumping off.
And more than that, there's not much.
I have something else to say. I was disappointed that there wasn't more. It wasn't the character development, the lack of it, that bothered me. Well, because I guess there was just enough for me to stay interested in the characters, but I thought there could have been quite a bit more about what was going on politically.
Uh-huh.
So here are all these students running around, and you hardly hear anything. You don't hear a political thought. You don't really. You don't hear them being forced to go to meetings where they wave Mao books around, or not being encouraged. And then all of a sudden, there's Tiananmen Square is going on, and the two main characters don't seem to be. I mean, they're sort of swept up a little bit around the edges, but it's not as if it's been they weren't, it didn't seem very important to them.
What did they do, what did they aspire to do for a living, or what did they do for a living? We never know anything about them.
No.
We know that the main character woman was from a rural small town, a village, and that coming to Beijing University was
a big deal
for her. But and then how did she get into so much fucking coming from such a small village and such a
they don't do that in small villages.
I think that she had a carnal relationship with her boyfriend from the small village, and
yeah.
So I don't think it was that big of a step to to sleep with somebody in the big city. I too was kind of disappointed with the shallow treatment of the political. I mean, all the reviews I read have said, "Oh, Tiananmen Square, da da da," and there was virtually nothing about it. But I think that's okay if you weren't expecting that, because I think a lot of students may not be political, may not go to cafes and discuss politics and that stuff, but be caught up in the moment and the excitement of demonstrating and I thought that's kind of okay, but to talk about it as though politics is an important part of this film in a review,
misleading.
It's like misleading.
Well, except that if the characters were not political, but something is going on in the background and history is happening in the background, and it's a comment on them as characters that they're involved in such shallow things compared to what was going on historically.
But that's all right. I agree with you that that's the way 90% probably of the students and people.
No, but I'm saying that's the point of the film. That may be the point of the film, and that may be why it's called Summer Palace. Because all these characters are interested in doing is just everything superficial.
Well, it's not superficial.
So what
about
being sort of an interlude of like that time in your life when you're in college and that Tiananmen Square was sort of the unrest, the revolution, the upheaval that we all go through. And I found it. I wasn't that interested in the characters, but I still felt this sort of. Remembering, it was sort of painful remembering those years myself, and sort of thinking, oh my God, the things that I got into, and stuff, and it's just how it was all sort of a puzzle and you didn't quite know what you were doing, and that somehow that was the
That's
way that
true.
The political background.
Yeah, and that way, I agree with you, it sort of reminded me of being, I was at Harvard in the year that there was this big unrest about the war and there was a strike and the students took over University Hall, and I was sort of there, but I wasn't, I was swept up a little bit into it, but in the same way these characters were. It was more interesting and exciting than anything else. And
my main interest was really on my life and not on the politics. But, although I agreed with, you know, the political stance. Anyway, so
yeah,
I think there is a parallel to for those of us who lived through the 60s there. That period.
I kind of expected to see more like, has anybody ever seen the Strawberry Statement?
About 40 years ago or something.
Yeah, it was about students involved in campus demonstrations, and I think it was supposed to be happening at Berkeley. It was also shot in San Francisco as well. But it had, there was more, there was the story of, you know, relationships between a guy and a girl, but they were more revolved around what was happening on campus, and they were, and the story was more connected to what was going on politically, but not politically in terms of the United States, but just what was happening at their college and the demonstrations that they were participating in. So it had much more of a political kind of interest to me, and that's what I expected out of this film. So I was kind of disappointed in that. I thought the characters were developed okay, although I probably would have wanted to know more about the two main characters. You know, I've seen films where, you know, the guy's pursuing the girl and the girl's pursuing the guy, and they get together and then one does something and the other one turns off, and, you know, and they both, you see that they both would really, be really nice if they could get back together again, but there's pride or there's jealousy or there's something in the way, and you just wish you could turn that, you know, turn them or slap them in the face and get them to realize that, you know, they should stop doing this or do this or call her, or, you know, and after a while it just gets on my nerves, you know. I mean, I can understand that. I know people do behave that way, you know, and
it's frustrating.
It's frustrating.
Did you guys think this was a successful film?
No.
But you're willing to discuss
that. I thought it was okay. I wouldn't have walked out on it and didn't think it was...
Yeah, I didn't think it was unsuccessful. I think it could have been better.
Yeah.
It was pretty mediocre.
And anyway, discussing unsuccessful or terrible films is sometimes exciting. I mean, you find out certain things. Like,
I'm going to say something inflammatory. I feel like you guys are more willing to discuss this film, which was unsuccessful, than the other film.
Really?
It was better than the other film.
Yeah, there's more to say.
Well, you don't agree. So.
No, I mean, I can't compare it to this film because I haven't seen it.
Oh, that's
true. I found it much more engaging. You know, even just, you know, in the dorm rooms. Looking at the dorms and comparing it to my, you know, the dorms that I grew up in, or the classrooms, or what went on in the classrooms. Like, they were in a classroom, I think somebody was reading poetry or something, and people just walked right in and walked right out, and, you know, and they had a big fight, you know, that happened in the classroom while a discussion was happening in the classroom. And I thought that was interesting and engaging. Almost every scene in that film was interesting and engaging. But in terms of success, I think in your terms, it wasn't as emotionally or story rewarding as it could have been. Is that it then?
This is like the weirdest one.
I was looking forward to coming here because I thought that somebody else would have something pretty interesting to say.
And you would get more out of the film.
Right, and I sat through them.
I've seen films for this group where, you know, I didn't want to go see the film, and even after seeing the film, I didn't get too much out of it. But I came to the discussion because I, you know, saw the other film and wanted to discuss the other film. And I got more out of the discussion of the film that I didn't think, you know, I could get out of the film. And I appreciated being here and listening to other people's comments.
Absolutely.
And then
I guess I'm not successful.
No, that's not true. I mean, I really appreciated what you said.
Yeah.
I mean, I learned a lot about Jacques Rivette and about Balzac I think that what you got out of Duchess of Langeais was what you were supposed to get out of it. What the intention was, and I wasn't prepared for it. I think that it's a film that you have to be prepared for.
I saw this film at the San Francisco Film Festival 10 years ago by a Polish director. I think Mary has seen the same films films by the same director. And it was just a long, languorous film with really long shots with just one take. And I came there right after running or some kind of workout, so I was like really, really tired. And I got into it. You know, any other time I would have maybe walked out, it would have been that bad. But and I can understand people thinking it's a really boring film, but I was in a physiological, psychological place where, yeah, okay.
Also, I think that Jacques Rivette is an important historical director. He has a place in history, and I'm ashamed to say that I don't know his entire works. And then the same thing with the Chinese film. I think that it has, it's sort of a landmark film in terms of what it shows about China, and having been made in China. But that's what I mean, that you kind of have to be prepared for it. There's a way that if somebody tells you something about, I hate reading reviews before I see a film because I like to have my own reaction.
Yeah, I usually see the film first.
Yeah, but in the case of both of these, I wished that I had been more prepared in that way, reading something about what, because it was historical.
Well, I think reading the reviews set me up for an expectation that was never met in terms of, you know, I thought this was going to be more politics involved in this film. And so I'm sorry I read the review. I read reviews just so I have an idea of which film to vote for the next. That's the only reason I read reviews. But sometimes it does set you up for expectations, especially if the reviewer is just like totally off on something, you know, and just doesn't, you know, you come into a film expecting one thing, and because you don't get that, you can't see what else is there, you know, because you're looking for this.
That's right.
And you can't see this, you know.
Yeah, that happens a lot. So what?